Mum As You Are is a place for self-compassionate reflection, to use what you have within you right now, as you are, perfectly imperfect, to find your way through motherhood. I'm Dr. Erin Bauer, clinical and perinatal psychologist, author of More Than a Healthy Baby, course creator, and mum of two. This is my second podcast. Welcome if you've followed me over from my birth trauma work. This current podcast offering is bite-sized, unfancy, and unplanned. A roadmap for finding your way back to self-compassion and how to replace numbing and escapism with true, meaningful fun. I talk about motherhood as an identity and an institution, perinatal mental health and patriarchy, parental burnout and numbing. The core message is to practice the question, I wonder. Instead of judging ourselves and engaging in comparisonitis, we simply ask ourselves, I wonder. I wonder. I've managed to combine two things I love today. One thing to know about me is one of my signature strengths is love of learning. And so whenever I find out something useful, that becomes content really for books and podcasts and the weekly newsletter. So the two that I've combined this week, we're thinking about, it's a statistic I've heard before, and it's one of those facts that, you know, when you're like, oh, I know that, but you don't really know it or feel it until you see it potentially in someone else. So let me explain a little bit. The fact is that your autonomic nervous system scans the body and asks the question, am I safe? And it does this four times every second. Four times every second. And then the answer that you get essentially will determine which part of your brain is activated in that moment. So when you're calm and you're using your everyday adult brain, I suppose you could call it, and you're rational, there's that part. And then there's the other part that's the more primitive, unregulated, limbic system, not rational, amygdala part of your brain. And so it's interesting to think about which state are you walking around in most of the time. One of my kids has had a bit of a rough start to school, and I've had to kind of just reflect a little bit and change up my thinking. Instead of walking around going, gosh, why are you so unregulated? Why is everybody else in your school, in your class, seeming to be so unregulated, all right? And then, you know, remembering COVID, my daughter is the generation who, you know, there were toddlers when we were at home during lockdown. And I don't know if it's a thing or if it's just a world according to me observation, but I feel like some of that generation of kids are kind of almost stuck a little bit in that part of emotional regulation. Like, so they just seem more unregulated than my older daughter's generation. It's just a observation, as I said. I don't have any data to support that. So I've shifted my thinking from why are you so unregulated to why are you walking around feeling so unsafe? So if you think about that stat that, you know, four times a second your autonomic nervous system is asking yourself, am I safe, am I safe, am I safe? And you know, behaviour is the language of children, and so behaviour would indicate there's a lot of not feeling safe. So to help with that, we've gone back to one of my old favourites. I've used this so many times in different walks of life, and we did use this a bit in lockdowns and then in like a lot of tools. You know, things work for a while and then you kind of fall out of habit, and so we've started doing this one again. And that's the idea of a comfort kit. You could call it something else, it's just the term I've come up with. And so it's, you know, things like actual practical tools you're going to have in a box or a bag to use. And I started using this when I used to work with kids who would self-harm. So it's like, you know, tools and things that you can use to soothe your senses, calm yourself down, or in some cases give you sensory input. Depends, everybody's slightly different. Lots of us, when we're over-regulated, need to calm down. Some of us are under-regulated and need stronger sensory input to actually sort of come back to the present. I don't want to drift too much from the point, but thinking about actually having some tools in a toolkit that help with the senses. This is also something I've used in birth preparation, both for myself and for teaching other people. And it's something I've come back to using a lot as well in trauma therapy. So if I asked you, this is the other part of this, which is my, like, one, I love a fun fact. And the other one is I love a quiz. I love me a quiz, particularly if it's something that's been researched and is evidence-based and can tell you something interesting about yourself that's not just a random bunch of stuff stuck together on the, you know, those dodgy websites where they say, oh, click on this and find out if your IQ is 160 or something. It's like, yeah, never mind all the years of training and all of that. Anyway, a quiz, like a good fun quiz. So this one, if I asked you, what is your neglected sense? So if you think about the five senses, what's the one that you're neglecting? Would you know? I thought this came at such a good time because in thinking about putting together some, you know, comfort kits with my kid and with some clients that I'm working with for myself, who should appear but one of my favourite writers, Gretchen Rubin, who has, she has a book coming out soonish, I can't remember when it is, about the five senses. It's going to be great. I don't know her. I've never met her. I just really like her work. So she's actually developed a quiz to help you with that very question. What is your neglected sense? And you get some suggestions. This is the other thing I like about her work. You get a quiz and then she actually gives you something practical to do with it, much like myself. So I discovered that my neglected sense is tasting. And that appeared on the screen and then a bunch of popcorn flew around the screen, which is fun. So it's a visually nice look at quiz as well, which I think helps. So that made total sense because very topical. But like last night, what was last night when I'm doing this now? Wednesday night. So Wednesday night is the night that my husband has lots of overseas meetings. And so it's just me and the kids and we usually have pasta. That's just our thing. And quite often it's like, I don't know, quite kind of bland kid pasta, I suppose. Everybody does that, I'm assuming. And then I just, on a whim, added some chili to mine. And all of a sudden it was just like, oh, wow, this is like, I need to get out more. It's suddenly like sort of a bit of a novelty. So that makes sense then. So knowing that that one is mine, I think it's worth going back to that idea about the nervous system not feeling safe. Or maybe safe isn't the right word. Maybe it's calm or it's peaceful. Or maybe a better word is present or grounded. You pick your own word. Some of my clients who have dissociation as part of their trauma experience, which is a normal part of being human. It's also a very normal part of trauma. Means sometimes that they can be prone to checking out a little bit or drifting or not staying in the present moment. So sometimes we like to do things like, I'll say like, okay, so have your bag of tricks, your comfort kit, and maybe like have some mints or sour lollies or something like that in their toolkit. So if you're struggling to stay in the present, then it might be just pop in a mint and focus on the sensation of what that's like. Or chewing something, or maybe even it's like taking a break and making a spicy chai or something like that. So I think along with that, a lot of us get stuck in a rut and we're just trying to get through mealtimes with small children who are tired and cranky and we're really lacking novelty. Like, I talk about this in Social Media Detox for Mums, my second book, where like a snapshot I have of lockdowns is me hiding in the bathroom with one of those really big, like a box you meant to buy someone as a gift, not something you meant to buy every week for your snack, but that was a thing. Those massive boxes of peanut M&Ms, and I would keep it in the cupboard in my bathroom. And I would sneak in there and just sit on the floor and shovel handfuls into my mouth, which I think part of it was just like it's novelty seeking. It's partly a couple of things. One is like stress eating, of course, but like novelty seeking. Oh, they're brightly coloured, they're crunchy, it was a thing. And then I kind of had to stop that because I'm just like, this is not actually giving me true joy. It's just a moment of a dopamine hit. So I don't know, in thinking about that, it's like maybe it's worth you think about getting some pop rocks. Some people call them popping candy. Or I think about, you know, like the jam donut that my mum used to buy me When I was a kid, I had a lot of ear infections and I had to go to the doctor a lot. And so after I had that, I'd get a germ donut. Or it's the bag of candied violets that my husband bought for me once. Or rather, he got, he had an exchange student living with him for a while and she was French. And he got her to bring back some of these candied violets from Paris. And, you know, me growing up in Northwest Tasmania, where there was like, you know, we didn't have a lot of things. Like, we're very late to the party when it comes to exotic things, you could say. Although that's quite funny to say now, because when I tell people I'm from Tasmania, they think that's a bit exotic sometimes. It's not. It wasn't for me in the 80s and the 90s anyway. So have a think for yourself. I encourage you to go. I'll put the link in the show notes about the five senses quiz and which one you might be lacking, and then you can get like some suggestions. And I think add that, the fact that maybe you need some novelty and joy in your life, don't we all as mums? And also think about adding that to your comfort kit, toolkit, whatever it is that you're using to cope, because I find working with all five senses to be quite an enriching and rewarding way to deal with stress and to help people with stress. And so, yeah, I think it's worth trying out.